Now, for Christians who believe the Bible, the regulator of the conscience is the Word of God. And this is taken from Conscience and Its Critics by Edward Andrew. He says it best. Luther emphasized his obedience to the Word of God and the dangers of individual conscience throwing off this anchor. If conscience is separated from the Word of God, it is like a ball which is kicked about the earth. He told us that conscience cannot be sure if it is led by its own feeling, but only if it relies on the Word of God. He opposed the Catholic priesthood as instructors of conscience in the confessional, since no one's conscience should be instructed or corrected except by the Holy Scripture. Amidst the earthquakes of this world, quote, God has ordained that our conscience must rest on solid rock, end quote. Not only instability, but hysteria would result if conscience were separated from the revealed truths of the Bible. So then, what do we have? Well, in Protestant thought, and I'm going to include Baptists and fundamentalists under the general umbrella of Protestant, the conscience must be ruled by the Scripture. And so Gnosticism, which emphasizes this intuitive voice that speaks from within, and many people will say they have a word from the Lord, or the Lord showed them this, or the Lord told them this, that is really not allowable in terms of conscience. Conscience is the ruler of our actions. Conscience is that navigator by which we choose to do good and to refuse to do evil. Gnosticism emphasizes something entirely different. It emphasizes these revelatory experiences of learning the will of God directly from God himself. And this has infiltrated Christian fundamentalism, and it is dangerous, and it is unbiblical. Paul himself refers to the authority of the Scripture. Paul even talks about the authority of church rule, but Paul never talks about people having these inspirational flashes from God in which God directs them to go out and buy a toga or eat their lunch or do this or do that. We do have some instances, again, of the gift of prophecy, and these were rare, emblematic, and directed at the good of the church as a whole. But in fundamentalism today, there is an antithesis that has been created, with some following this arbitrary thing, men who get up and preach ridiculous things because they say they are led of God to do so, versus people who are subject to the rule of Scripture. And actually, as an educated person, I don't care which way people go, but historic Christianity must be subject to the Bible. So what concerns me is when Christian fundamentalists say that they are subject to the Bible, and actually they are not subject to the Bible. They are practicing a watered-down modern version of Gnosticism.